This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good ball game, 14-14, yeah. Second quarter. And then there's Cowboys-Eagles.
Then there's Cowboys-Eagles. This is good.
Winning football.
For opening game, two iconic brands, toe-to-toe, it's nice. Take this all day.
Now to a survey on how Americans feel about tipping culture.
Oh, yeah. We've been meaning to get to this for the last couple days.
1 in 3 Americans think it has gotten out of control.
I would be one of those 3 Americans.
That's pretty low.
I'm surprised it's not higher. I'm surprised it's not 50%.
1 in 3. Only about 33%.
Yeah.
Key insights. The most likely to receive tips are restaurant servers.
Yeah.
67% of restaurant goers saying they always leave a tip at sit-down restaurants, which that is low.
Only 67%?
Yes.
Wow.
Leave any tip?
That's what it says.
Wow. You have to do something extraordinarily bad.
Is it including, like, order at the counter type places or something?
This says sit down restaurants.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to do something extraordinarily bad for me to not to tip. And if you go to a restaurant to sit down and you don't tip, I kind of think you're a cheap ass and you shouldn't go out to eat.
Kind of.
I mean, that's just kind of, I mean, and even if it's bad, because then, like, when you tip out, like, you know, you're dealing with the cooks and all that. I just feel like that's needs to be part of eating out.
Yeah, your mentality needs to be that the tip is part of what you're going to do that night. Yes. And if it's going to be too much, then you got to scale back.
Others up, receiving more tips from last year, hairstylists or barbers, food delivery people, and rideshare drivers.
Yeah. Ooh, see, I've got a controversial one here. I had a rideshare. I told you about this. We had me and the special lady friend, we had a rideshare kerfuffle involving a tip a couple weeks ago when we went to L.A. And I this is where, like, I have a rub. I have no problem. I understand that tipping is part of our culture and people rely on tips for their wages. I totally get it. But if you are terrible at what you do, I am not tipping you.
Not automatic. It's for service.
So we were in LA, and we had to catch. It was Monday, so I had to fly back for the show. So we were leaving Monday very early. Caught the first flight out of LA, and so we were catching an Uber at 5:30 in the morning from the hotel. About a 25-30 minute ride to the airport. So I don't know, what was it, $35-ish, right? And so the guy, you know, gets there or whatever, and he rolls up, and I go to open the door, and the car just reeks of weed. It's not like there's a hint of weed. Dude, my man.
You've been hotboxing.
He's hotboxing me. So I'm like, yikes. So I was like, oh, okay. So I open the door for my lady, and then he pops the trunk, and I go to put our bags in the trunk, and his trunk is just full of crap. There was like 12 basketballs in there, too. And I was like, oh, well,
he's coaching between practices.
I was like, all right. So I go to put I'm going to like put my bag in there, and he gets out, and he's wearing like basketball shorts and like a tank top, and he's like, no, I'll get that. And so I was like, oh, okay. So then he takes my bag, and he just starts jamming it, like in the trunk. Like he's not moving the basketballs around; he's just jamming it in between the basketballs and the top. And I was kind of like, dude, just
what?
Like I'll do it. And so then I get in the car, and again, it's 5:30 in the morning, and he starts playing. My Galaxy didn't mind it that much, but he starts playing like rap, R&B quite loudly. And it's vulgar, which normally, again, I don't care. I just thought to myself, it's a little early in the morning for, you know, bees and hoes with, you know.
Yeah.
And why? Not like a
24 hours.
Yeah. Like it's turned up.
Grind don't stop.
The grind don't stop. So I'm sitting there in this thing, and I'm like, dude, it reeks of weed. You got your music turned up. I'm like half asleep, and my man starts like complaining, literally yelling at traffic, and it wasn't that bad, but he starts yelling at traffic. He's flipping someone the bird, and I'm like, okay. And by the time he got done, I just was like, dude, I am not tipping. I'm not doing it. Because like we got out of the car and my gal was like, oh my goodness. I'm like, yeah, oh my goodness is right. And I was like, I'm not tipping. And she's like, you're not going to tip him? I said, no. I said, I'm absolutely not going to tip him. And she was not happy about that. She was like, well, I'll tip him. I'm like, no. And she's like, well, do you have cash? And I was like, if I have cash, I'm not giving it to you because you're going to tip him. And it kind of turned a thing. She said, you always have to tip.
And
I say horse crap. Why should I tip that guy who was an abs? Everything about that Uber ride was a disaster.
And it's all going to him. At least at a restaurant, it's like you said, there's like chefs to worry about, and like people who are at the front of the house. Like if you have a bad waiter at a restaurant, there are still other people depending on that tip. This is one guy driving his car. He didn't earn that.
Yeah,
I think he got a really. Yeah, I mean, if you're working for tips, you at least need to have your stuff together.
Yes.
Like, at least try for the tip.
You can't show up in a car that you just got done smoking weed in. And I don't even care. Like, you know.
Well, dude, he may not care.
Well.
You know.
Well, but you
can't. Well, if he cares about his tips, he should care.
I'm saying he may not care about his tips.
Well, then that may be. Well, then you're not getting one.
Like, yeah, if you don't tip him.
Yeah.
It could be viewed as you forgot.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, I mean, I've done that.
Yeah.
But if you tip him poorly, isn't that kind of more of a signal? Like,
I guess. I just was like, I'm not dealing with this. There comes a point in time where if you are bad at what you do, this automatic tip thing blows my mind. Now, I'm not saying you have to be great. I'm not saying you have to go above.
You just have to try. Because oftentimes in restaurants, you'll get bad service.
Yeah.
It's not always their fault.
No.
The restaurant's in shambles in the back. And
they're having a rough night. Yeah. They're scrambling. Right. I will tip. It takes an extraordinary amount of...
That's his fault.
Yes. That's his fault. Like I said, the waiter would literally have to come over and tell me to kiss their ass for me not to tip at a restaurant. Now, the tip will vary based on how good the service is. But an Uber guy? Yeah, dude. I am freaking out. I am not doing that.
I've never really had a terrible Uber trip.
Yeah.
And I have a really bad habit of always giving 5 stars.
Yeah.
Because if you don't give, I don't know if you've noticed, but if you try to not give 5 stars, mm-hmm. it asks you why.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
Like, I don't got time for that.
I'm not
typing in my other explanation.
Here's five stars. Fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Yeah, I always give 5 stars. Unless it's a crappy ride, like that guy.
So did you give that guy 1 star?
I didn't even rank.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I just was like, I'm done with it. Because, like, I don't want to crap on anyone. I'm not here to make anyone's life harder. I don't want to give you a bad rating or cause it. I'm just not. I had the ride. It was 30, whatever we agreed to. There's your money. And we're done. It was we live in a world now, we talked about this, like, where if I have a poor interaction, okay, it's a poor interaction. I don't need to go to Twitter. I don't need to go to Instagram or TikTok and shame some guy and say he's the worst driver and leave a nasty review. It wasn't a great Uber ride. I don't want to ride him again. And I'm just not going to tip, but that's the end of it. Like you said, I don't have time, nor do I want to leave a bunch of reviews. You're not getting extra money from me. A tip should be, by definition, extra money for doing a service. And that's that. There was no real service provided there.
So stylists, hairstylists, food delivery people, and rideshare drivers are getting more tips than last year. Hotel housekeepers, coffee shop baristas, and furniture or appliance delivery workers and takeout food workers are all getting less than last year.
Well, I've seen a lot of stories where people are videotaping like Uber or DoorDash drivers literally spitting or kicking and losing their S if people don't tip them.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What is the difference between a food delivery person and a takeout food worker? Yeah. So you go in and pick it up.
Yeah.
Now that I always tip. I don't tip maybe 20% there, but I do because somebody does put that order together.
I usually do a couple bucks. Like that's more of a 10% for me.
I mean, they do deserve a tip for putting your order together.
Yeah. Well, like if I pick up some Thai food and it's $50, I'll leave a $5. And I you know, but that's, again, it's one of those, I get it, you're back there boxing the food, but I am taking that food to go. Where I'm drawing the line, and I think this is where a lot of people are too, like stadium workers, you don't get to hand me a popcorn that I just paid $12.50 for and then ask me for a tip. That I just...
I wonder how much they get.
I don't know. But that's
I would think not much, because I feel like most people are outraged at the prices at those events anyways, and so they're like, I'm definitely not giving any extra since you already upcharged this thing.
I also think there's another view of that, and it is that I don't think anybody, even the workers, really expect much tip. It's just there in case somebody wants to be nice and like, here's $20.
They don't want to turn away the opportunity in case someone feels
jealous. In other words, I don't think they're offended when they're not tipped on that. Maybe some of them are, but they shouldn't be. Well, it's more of a thing that, hey, let's put this on there just in case anybody. It's like you can't get tips if you don't have a tip jar out. It's the same thing. If you don't ask, you're not going to get them.
Well, this is another one. Same thing. Down in LA, we're at Dodger Stadium, and most places now are cashless, right? Most stadiums are cashless. And the Dodger has a Dodger Express where they've got the Dodger dogs, the garlic fries, and it's you just grab it. It's on a big rack, right? You open up the little door like a hot and ready. And you grab it, and then you take it up to the cashier, and she just looks at it and then rings it up. So went in there, grabbed my two Dodger dogs, garlic fry. They have pre-made soda right there. You grab it. Again, like $74 later, I was like, geez. And sure enough, when you went to pay, that thing spun around, and I saw the tip, and the tip, hand to God, started at, I think it started at 18%. And I did have that thought of, Who just got done paying $70?
Tipping myself here or what?
Exactly. Like, literally, I grabbed
I the, did the work.
I did the work.
I was the service.
All you did was spin the pad. Literally, there's a lady there to count what I ordered and then spin the pad. And it starts at 18%. Like, where did we get like
this? But it doesn't start at 18%. Oftentimes, they have it set to start at 25% or 30%, and you have to move it down.
Yes.
They shame you into, either custom or moving it down to 18 or 20%.
I will tell you, I am one, and I don't like it because it makes me feel like a cheap ass, and I don't want to be cheap because cheap people are hard to be around. Dude, the tipping thing, it bothers me. And I don't want to be, I don't want to turn into an old man that's like, don't want to tip.
Negative opinions about tipping, again, this from the survey, rise with age.
Yeah.
45% of Gen Zers, 51% of Millennials, 62% of Gen Xers, and 72% of Boomers have at least one negative view toward tipping.
Yeah.
And women are generally more always likely to tip than men.
Yeah. Dude, my gal, someone could take a steaming hot dump in the middle of our food, and my gal would tip 20%. Like, she can't.
That doo-doo also.
Which is weird, because she's Japanese, and in Japan, no one tips. There is no tipping. If you tip in a Japanese whatever, they will give you your money back. They will follow you out the door and be like, what are you doing? It's insulting. and you know, maybe that's just livable wage type stuff. But we have got to put some sort of curb on this.
Well, and, you already do. I mean, that's your choice.
Yeah,
I mean, but it's your money.
As society, like we, like the Dutch bro people, like we've reached a point now where employees will not pay their employees, and they expect people to pay them for it. And that's
that's the big problem.
The places that say, "Hey, I'm only going to pay you $2 an hour in some states, and you're going to work on tips." So what you're saying is, as a business, I don't want to pay my employees. It's up to you to pay, ma'am. In what business does that work? Like, if you went in and a guy did your brakes.
Well, it's kind of working.
It is. And it's insane. I had a buddy that owned a car dealership, and he hates tipping more than I do.
It's insane.
And he would always make the argument, when I go to get coffee, you expect me to pay your employees, right? That's basically what you're saying is, I don't want to pay him, you pay him. I can't do that when you go in to get your brakes done. And by the way, getting your brakes done is a lot more involved than you getting someone that's making you a coffee, but no one tips the brake guy.
But the brake guy gets a living wage. Like that's the difference, is he should get a living wage. It's much like on this, they were talking about how the least tipped person is home repair workers.
Yeah.
And that's because a lot of them make a pretty good wage, you know.
According to who?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of it's understood. It's not like you just say, hey, how much do you make? Do I need to tip you? It's that, hey, an electrician comes over. Electricians can do very well.
Yeah.
Builders can do very... Yeah. So, I mean, I just remember we had a lot of work done on houses in the last handful of years. And the builder, I think I gave him gift cards, like just a little, hey, thanks. But I tipped cash to some of the lower level guys.
Yeah.
That I know were doing the bulk of the work.
Yeah.
Like they were doing the tough stuff. Yeah. And I know that they don't make nearly as much as the head chief.
That's awesome. Know? And that's my point. Those are people that are working their ass off and are doing really good work. And we.
Well, that's the difference. So the brake guy, that's to me, that's a dumb one because that should be a guy that makes a living wage. Now, if he doesn't, or like a good wage, if he doesn't, that's a problem and that should be talked about. But I think that's where a lot of people draw the line. And the other thing is, too, a lot of people really get bent out of shape about tipping. You don't have to tip.
Yeah.
I mean, just don't do it.
Yeah.
It's up to you, you know.
But it's, it again,
so I don't
it's,
know why they...
Yeah, it's the shame.
It's and, kind of the yeah, pressure,
the
of,
pressure
it.
Of it.
But some people... It's actually... These numbers are lower than I thought.
Yeah, I like thought more people would be upset.
For example, 37% of people believe businesses should pay their employees better rather than relying so much on tips. That's low.
Yeah.
35% believe that tipping culture has gotten out of control. That's low.
Yeah.
34% are annoyed about the pre-entered tip screens that they encounter. That, to me, is low. Everybody bitches about those. 14% would be willing to pay higher prices in order to do away with tipping.
I would be in that.
And then 11% are confused about who and how much to tip, which I think that should be higher too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of confusion. Should I tip this person? Yeah. Should I not tip this person?
What is tipping and
I kind of want to, but I don't have any cash. Should I care? You know, like it's just.
So, it's. I am surprised. The thing I'm most surprised about is how low those numbers are. I thought that would be more people that would be confused or like, dude, this is. We got to like put a stop to this. And maybe more people are just saying no and not doing it, but.
14% say they tip more when presented with the pre-entered tip screen. 29% say they feel good when they leave a generous tip, and 37% say they typically tip at least 20% at sit-down restaurants.
Well, like I got my beard trimmed today. I have the same lady that's trimmed my beard for years, and I like that little screen that she flips around. I tip 30 on that one. I see her all the time, and she's great. And two, I feel cheap because a beard trim's like it's like $13. I feel like. A 30% tip on it's like $4.50. Like if I were tipping 20% on that, I would feel like really I'm giving you $2. So I always like on that, I always pick the highest one because it's like, yeah, here's an extra, you know, it's like $4.50. So on that, I don't know. That's just one of those that like I always tip more on something like that. And that doesn't bother me.
All right. We got to take a break. Andrew Nemec is in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Nemec is in the house.
Looking very dapper today.
Yeah, you look great. What's gotten into you? Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, a few final thoughts on tipping. One is, you know, you shouldn't have to feel shamed into not tipping or for not tipping.
Sure.
I think everyone just needs, I think the new tipping culture should be people just need to decide what tipping looks like for them.
Yeah.
What you are comfortable with is fine. Because most people can, in their head, justify it. Now, sometimes there are cheap asses who are just like, yeah. Like, dude, you should tip, and they don't. And that guy's just a butthead. But most people, pretty reasonable, within reason, just decide what tipping looks like for you.
Yeah.
And stick to that. You don't have to, you know, tip everybody. If you got bad service, you don't have to tip them.
And I think that's where it rubs people is there's the idea that...
Yeah, you're forced to.
You're forced
or
to.
Because it's on your screen.
Yes.
Another one is a lot of... people that you may want to tip, nobody carries much cash anymore.
No.
A lot of them will take Venmo or Zelle or Cash App or whatever. So it's okay if you want to tip someone to ask them, hey, do you have Venmo?
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, yeah.
Here you go.
Here's my...
Yep.
Send them a little cash that way.
100%.
Other than that, I say just shut up and enjoy life.
It is one of those things that you... Try not to get too bent out of shape over, because you don't want it to ruin an... It's amazing what a few dollars can ruin an experience for anybody.
Well, it shouldn't.
Yeah.
That's on you.
Yes.
If that does, that's on you. Because again, you don't have to give them a few dollars.
No.
If you feel like putting that back in your pocket is better, do it.
Yeah.
And don't feel bad about it.
Yeah. Just the expectation. That screen.
The other thing is, the screen
gets everybody now.
And I think this is the biggest rub. Yeah, see, the screen doesn't bother me because oftentimes I'll just hit zero.
Yeah, you're just like, whatever.
And like I said, I really feel like a lot of, not all, but I think a lot of people who have that screen only view tips as like...
Yeah, just kind of a...
Extra. Yeah. It's nice if you leave one, but you're not expected to because I didn't do anything for you.
Sure.
You know, I think that's an understood thing.
Yes.
But some people don't view it that way. I think the biggest rub is that it's really what you said about businesses. Like, you're the business. Take care of your people.
Yes.
It's not on us.
Other countries do it.
That's right. It's not on us to take care of your people. We're generous. We'll help when we can. But, you can't pass the buck.
Yeah.
So basically what's happening is companies, they don't want to raise prices because that's bad for business.
Mm.
So what they do is they ask for tips. And it's essentially a way for them to raise prices without acting like they're raising prices.
Yes.
And that's bullshit.
Yes.
And people don't like that. And that's the main rub right there.
And I do think that people hate now because you see it a lot where if a driver, if a delivery person, if a waiter gets stiffed, they take to social media now to try to shame somebody. it has become a thing where, and you got to admit, dude, some of the entitlement that's out there from the people that are, it is.
I agree with that, but I also don't have any problem when they call some cheap ass to the carpet.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that because I feel like in a weird way, some of that social media stuff is kind of self-policing,
you
know? It's like, it can be on both sides. Like, yes, there is a lot of I should have been tipped or whatever. But generally people vote, like they decide. And it's wild when someone thinks they're posting something that they think they've been wronged and they're piled on because people are like, no. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you get the truth when that stuff comes out, you know?
It's a weird thing. And I feel like it's, I don't know if it's unique, but it certainly is the biggest issue in our country. Because when you travel, this isn't...
So I feel like...
We are unique.
Only people that would be worried about being shamed on social media are people who know they should be shamed on social media.
Yeah.
If you feel like you're doing the right thing, you got nothing to worry about. You know what I'm saying?
That goes back to what's the right thing. I know Drew Brees got caught in this. Drew Brees picked up some food, and Drew Brees left a few bucks on a takeout order, and someone posted it online... You know, being like, "Hey, Drew Brees, you cheap ass," and he was like, "Dude, it's a takeout order."
Well, see, but that's perfectly fine of him to do.
But if he hadn't responded, it went around that Drew Brees was a cheap ass that was stiffing people.
Well, that may be their thought, but I think most reasonable people look at that and go, "He's not." You know, like, Drew Brees, come on. Yeah. If you read the scenario,
but this is just—it's that culture of, you know, I'm. Something bad happened to me, so instantly, or what I think is bad, you know, happened to me. So here you go. I'm putting it out there for the world.
Well, don't do bad things to other people.
See, that's where I'm not certain that's a bad thing.
All right. We must lay out.
Yes.
Wrap it up next on the fan.
Yeah, because Andrew Nemec is ready to go with his finely coiffed hair.
And his Crocs.
He does have his Crocs on tonight.
At least it's not the hate.
But we're not going to hold that against him.
No.
Nice shirt. Looking ready to go, ready to party. So we will wrap it up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.